morning, and welcome to A Healthier You. I'm your host, David Christopher, with my co-host, Vaughn. And this morning, as we do every Saturday morning, we're going to talk about ways to make you healthier. Good morning, Vaughn.
Good morning, David.
Oh, that sounds so funny to say good morning.
Yes, it does.
It isn't morning. This is a tape show, so we won't be taking calls, but I think you're going to like it.
Yes, I think you will, too. It's one of those shows I told you we're going to get around to taping, and we're getting around to taping it right now. We're brought to you by the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South Stage Norm and Mother Nature's Market and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. And both stores are open very conveniently for you to come in and check them out and see what we have on special. And we always have different specials running each month, so we'd like to invite you in and see what we have. What are we talking about?
Well, I thought I'd start off with something we've talked about a lot, you know, and that's a good circulatory system. You know, it is paramount to health to have a good circulatory system. You know, the circulatory system consists of everything from those little blood vessels, you know, tiny capillaries, all the way up to the large arteries and veins. And if any of those are malfunctioning, you know, then you're going to have damage to those tissues that it's supposed to deliver to. Those arteries and capillaries and such, you know, feed blood to every tissue of the body, every cell of the body gets that delivery system from the circulatory system, and that blood carries a life-saving oxygen and nutrients to those cells. And those cells need that constantly. They're constantly bathed in these nutrients, and if they don't get it, then something's going to happen. You know, the malfunction happens. You know, if your heart doesn't pump strong, doesn't get the blood out there, then the same thing's going to happen. If it doesn't pump strong enough to get blood all the way to the very end and into those cells, then you're going to have the same problems as if you have a bad circulatory system. So all these things are necessary to keep the body strong and healthy. One of the things that happens, of course, you know, without the proper circulation, is you start losing memory. You start losing thought patterns.
Mm-hmm.
Your legs cramp up. You get poor vision. You get a lot of pain. You get little spider veins. You get bulging varicose veins. You get bleeding in your, you know, tiny capillaries in your nose. You get swelling. You get edema. You get all these problems just from not having a proper functioning circulatory system. You know, and for something that's so important, you'd think that there'd be a lot of products out there to take care of those problems, to ensure that we have a healthy circulatory system. And there really isn't.
There isn't?
Not really. It hasn't been a big item. There hasn't been a lot of news about it, a lot of, promoting. You know, there seems to be all these other different things. And so what I thought we ought to probably do is discuss, you know, what things would be necessary to keep this system functioning. And to ensure that we get the nutrients to the eyes. You know, the main thing that gets wrong is that as we get older, the capillaries, the veins, everything tends to get older too. I mean, as we age, it ages too. And the circulatory system becomes like an old hose, you know. When it was new, it was, a new hose, you get nice and rubbery, and you can bend it and do things.
You can even get kinks in it and unkink it again.
Yeah, and it works really well. But as it gets older, it just tends to lose that elasticity, and it tends to get brittle and break and things like that. And then what happens is the water runs out of your hose, you know, and you don't get as much pressure on the end.
Right.
And that's kind of what's happening in our body, is that all these nutrients and oxygen and such being carried by the blood doesn't get to where it needs to be, and then it starts filtrating out into the body cavities, and then you get swelling and edema, and then when it's out there where it doesn't get the circulation and doesn't get moved, then you have the possibility of bacterial infections and parasites and all these other things, you know. So all these things happen from having a circulatory system that isn't as young as you should be. And so what we need to do is make it stronger. Now, a lot of people have talked about antioxidants. You know, vitamin E has been the big buzzword for many, many years in the health field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and vitamin C. But there's been some recent studies showing that large amounts of vitamin C could actually cause some damage. You know.
Now, when you say large amounts of vitamin C, are you saying like large amounts of rose hips or large amounts of manufactured vitamin C?
Ascorbic acid manufactured. You know, no one has ever shown any of these foods that are high in these nutrients, no matter how much you take of them, to ever cause any problems. Foods don't cause these problems. Foods aren't toxic.
Right.
Substances are. And anytime you isolate, you know, and I've been a big fan of vitamin C. I've seen a lot of reports on it, and a lot of people get helped by it. You know, I'm not saying vitamin C is a bad thing. What I'm saying is that a safer thing is food. And we want to try to get our nutrients from foods. We want to try to get our medicine from food. We want to be like Hippocrates said, you know, let your food be your medicine and your medicine your food.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Christopher quoted Hippocrates all the time because that's the most important thing. If you want the safest, without side effects, medicines, then we'll use foods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's nice to look at, you know, the quote-unquote drugs or the medicines that are derived from foods, and the experiments they do with them to see how foods work, and then go back to the foods. So we like to, you know, quote studies and things. One of the substances that has been really out there in the forefront is a substance called proanthocyanidins, or procyanidins, or proanthocyanidolic oligomers, or oligomeric procyanidins, or a newer name is pycnogenols. But we don't like to use the name pycnogenols because, you know, it's a Greek term that was kind of, that they came up with, and it should have been a generic thing for all of these substances, but some English company trademarked it or something.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
And now the only thing that we know of as pycnogenol is from the pine tree, the French maritime pine tree.
Right.
Pycnogenol. But in actuality, that term should have covered all these other substances, you know, that we talked about, which are all pretty much the
same
thing.
Should have been a generic type thing.
Should have been a generic name, you know, because I think all these things are pretty much the same, and that was a term that should have encompassed them, you know, and mm-hmm. you would have used that name. But this company trademarked this name that should have been a scientific name.
Well, they trademarked this word that should have been all-encompassing. Yeah.
That should have been all-encompassing. So we can't really use pycnogenols because people think of that and they think of pine.
Right.
Pine. And, you know, there are a lot of antioxidants in the pine, but they're finding that the grape seed has just as much, if not more. Okay. And they're finding out that not only that, the common substances like blueberries
mm-hmm.
also have these substances.
Well, blueberries are so nummy.
And I'll tell you, blueberries taste better than pine needles.
I'm sure they do.
You know, and they taste better than grape seeds.
And they don't get stuck in your throat.
That's true. So that's a food that we can eat all the time. You know, not just blueberries, but cranberries and huckleberries and all similar kinds of berries. Blackberries, raspberries, grapes, plums, wild cherries, all these things have these proanthocyanidins in them. So it's not just, a lot of times you think, because of all the advertising and everything, that just maritime French pine trees have pycnogenol. You know, all of these substances do.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have even more. Well, so at any rate, one of them that I'm quite impressed with is bilberry. You know, it's really closely related to these other fruits that we just mentioned. And bilberry, Vaccinium myrtillus, I guess would be the Latin term on that, is something that we look back in history and see that it was really quite fascinating. The World War I British flyers used to munch on bilberries before going out on missions to start sharpening their vision.
Hmm, well, that's interesting.
These bilberries have this proanthocyanidins in. Mm-hmm. And another term for them would be the OPCs. And the research on OPCs is just beginning in the United States, and so you're not going to find a lot of information in the United States. But it's been used for decades in Europe, and particularly in France. A lot of people are starting to take them, you know, like with the pycnogel and the grapeseed extract, you know, but like I said, they are a little more widespread than that. And it's interesting that these OPCs were actually first discovered in peanut skins. You know that red skin that's on the peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it first came from. A French chemist by the name of Jacques Masquelier. He's a professor emeritus of medicine at the University of Bordeaux. He's the one that first isolated these OPCs, which is, even though blueberries are blue, it tends to be a colorless substance. He first got it from the red skin of peanuts. At any rate, he mentions how he gave it to the wife of the dean of his faculty, who had severe edema from pregnancy. And I'm getting this information from Jean Carper's wonderful book, Miracle Cures. And anyway, she relates the story of this French chemist. At any rate, it goes on to say that the dean's wife was cured in 48 hours with this substance. So he thought, man, there must be something that has to be special about his extract. And in 1950, the peanut skin OPC became the first vasculoprotective medicine. And it was known as Resovit, and it was sold in France. About a quarter century later, a drug based on this on grape seeds, OPC, was called Indultolin. So we have a whole history of what they call drugs derived from foods being utilized in Europe. And it worked very, very well. These OPCs are the foremost drug in Europe for treating varicose veins. Any type of vascular problem like that. Now, it says that if you regularly take OPCs, your vascular walls will be reinforced. And so, anyway, that's the information on OPCs, and those OPCs are quite high in the bilberry. And so bilberry is the first herb that we used in our eye formula called Bilbrite.
That's right. We have a new eye formula coming out to complement Dr. Christopher's combination.
Right. Bilberry we used because, you know, it is a closer to a food. And we didn't have to do any real extractions of or high potencies of it.
Right.
And we could just use the food itself because it has such a long tradition of being used. And so bilberry is was the herb of choice. And we combined with that bilberry the most wonderful herb, ginkgo.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, we've talked on the program before about ginkgo and all the things that ginkgo does. But we, by combining bilberry, which has these proanthocyanidins,
mm-hmm.
and the ginkgo, we got a delivery system right to where we want it.
Absolutely.
And then we add the eyebright to it.
The straight eyebright.
So it definitely targets it right to where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, let's talk more about that combination, bilberry, and how it compliments Dr. Christopher's herbal formula, after which just take a short break here. We're brought to you by Dr. Christopher's Herb Shop at 160 South State of Norm and 188 South Main in Springville. And you know, for August, we have some really fun things happening. As a matter of fact, the Bilbrite combination is on special in the month of August, right now. So after listening to us and you know that you want to use this Bilbrite, you can get it 25% off. The Emutone is on special, the Prospermeto is on special, the Mascutone and the Femutone. Also, the Mori New Tofu is on special this month, as well as Panda Licorice. And we have such a wonderful special going on with the Rice Dream Original and Rice Dream Vanilla. It's $12.98 per case. That's a case of 12 quarts, Or you can get it for $1.14 a quart, and you can't beat that price anywhere in the valley. So come on into the herb shops at 160 South State of Norman, 188 South Main in Springfield, and pick up the rice stream that you need to get ready for school or anything else you might be doing. Put it in your food storage or whatever. We've got it, and it's ready to go, and it's at the best price you'll find in a long time. So we hope to see you at 160 South State of Norm and 188 South Main in Springville. Now, I wonder if we could go back, and why did you come up with this Bilbright combination when Dr. Christopher already has such a wonderful eyebright combination?
Well, you know, some of this information wasn't available to Dr. Christopher. And, you know, the research was done, but it was in German and French. And it didn't get translated into English until just recently, and so a lot of this research wasn't even available. And his formula is quite nice, and even though this information wasn't out there, he still came up with an herb that kind of does the same thing. And he was criticized highly for putting that herb in his eye formula, you know, and that was cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are going, what are you putting cayenne in the eyes for? You know, and what good is it going to do? Well, and he indicated back then that, well, it increases the circulation, you know, and repairs the little capillaries. And see, cayenne is one of your highest antioxidants in vitamin C.
Right.
And it has the vitamin E, and it has those nutrients in it. So Dr. Christopher kind of knew what he was doing back then.
What do you mean, kind of?
Well, kind of, yes,
he did.
He definitely knew. But he didn't know the particulars.
Right.
You know, he didn't know why. On a lot of these things, but he knew that this is what worked.
Right.
And it did. But so what we thought we would do is add some of these foods to even strengthen that particular combination. And, you know, don't get me wrong, the Dr. Christopher Herbal Eyebright formula has been used successfully.
For years. It can,
well, since 1945.
Right.
It's been out of a long, long, long time.
And it can stand alone. I mean, the combination you put together isn't to replace this one.
No,
it's to complement it.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely. And so, yeah, the herbs that we want to use are cayenne pepper, we want to use eyebright, we want to use bilberry. And so we went ahead and put them in a formula.
And ginkgo.
Yeah, and the bilberry formula.
Right.
At any rate.
And it's on special. Bilberry's on special, 25% off.
That's true. Dr. James Duke, in his book, Green Pharmacy, he mentioned something about a study that was done. He says a group of Italian researchers showed that a mixture of anthocyanosides from bilberry plus vitamin E halted the progression of lens clouding in a remarkable 97% of the people that they tried it on with early stages cataracts. 97%. Very, very effective. Now, you don't have to do an extraction to get it to work. You know, you use a food over a longer period of time, and you get all the benefits than from something that's derived from that food. You know, yeah, you might get some quicker action, you know, with a drug, but do you get a longer action with no side effects when you use the actual food? And so that's one of the reasons we used bilberry, you know, instead of maybe a maritime pine or a grapeseed, because
mm-hmm.
it was something that was less refined than the other subjects. So. I'm really quite pleased with the formula, and I think it's going to work very, very nicely.
Well, how do you use the two combinations together? I mean, can you take them at the same time?
Yeah, well, you know, the Herbal Eyebright combination is used both orally and also used by washing the
eyes.
Yes,
am I washing?
I'm not recommending washing the eyes with this particular combination. It's in a capsule form, and it's a supplement to be taken with the Herbal Eyebright combination.
So you can take it at the same time?
Yes, you can.
Like two capsules of each?
Sure, that'd be
good.
Really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the Herbal Eyebright combination, one of the things that we find important with it is that you wash your eyes and then look out in the sunlight and not look at the sun.
Right.
But go out into the sunlight and get a lot of the sun in your eyes, and it seems to work a lot better.
Right.
And I would imagine that that's something that we just don't get enough of, you know. We use sunglasses and things, you know, and that's good for not causing eye strain. But perhaps what we need to do is, rather than use crutches, let's try to strengthen our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're definitely going to do it with these formulas. You know, the these substances that we've been talking about in the bilberry, not only strengthen the tiny vessels, but they help with the ginkgo especially to open up those vessels. You know, cells die if they don't get nutrients.
Right. And just like any living thing.
For sure. And if you look at the intricate structure of the eye, you know, you see those tiny, tiny little vessels, you know, and if mm-hmm. they get clogged up, they don't deliver what they need. You know, our eyes should be good up until we die. I mean, they shouldn't deteriorate. And Dr. Christopher used to always say, ask any gorilla.
I have never seen a gorilla with glasses.
No, they don't tend to wear glasses.
Or contacts.
Nor need them.
Right.
And they seem to live their whole life and not have diminished eyesight. Unless they live in a zoo.
That's true. When they eat people food.
Yeah. When they're subject to our type of environment, then you have a problem with gorillas. Anyway, Dr. Christopher used to say that all the time, ask any gorilla. And ask any gorilla what he eats.
Mm-hmm.
Ask any gorilla what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live a more natural lifestyle, then you're going to get more natural results. And you're going to be able to live a long time, you know, without these ill effects.
That's true. And, you know, another thing your dad brought out when you were working on healing the eyes, you know, he always mentioned, and we ought to touch on this, that we really do need to remember to do the cleansing of the system, because even in the head area, we need to be able to cleanse the system out so that when we start cleansing the head area, it has a place to go and to be eliminated from the body. But also, in addition to that, he quite often talked about laying head down on a slant board. You know, we've got a slant board at our house that we have in our family room, but you can make your own slant board by just getting a piece of board and laying it, you know, on the couch.
Yeah, on the couch. And if you want to keep from slipping off that board, you just wrap some cloth around it.
That's right, so that you don't fall down off.
Yeah, if you want to make it fancy, you put some padding on it, wrap some cloth around it, and secure it underneath.
Right.
And then you have yourself a slant board that didn't cost hardly anything.
That's right.
I could get like a 2x10
right.
at the lumber store and make it one solid piece and cut it off to the length that would best
suit you
in your room. And then lay with your head down on the slant board. We've had some people try the slant board and it didn't work. But yeah. They had their head up on
they
the
had their feet down.
Feet down, that didn't really do what they needed. But by reversing that, then you need that blood flow going down into the head.
And that's exactly what brings the healing, is the blood flow.
They used to advocate headstands, you know. But that's not very conducive, and you don't talk to anybody with yoga and things, you know, that just horrifies them to think that you would be standing on your head. That's not the way the body was built.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to have
a shoulder stand.
Shoulder standing. I haven't seen those for a long time.
I haven't either.
Maybe people lost their balance and hurt their toes or something.
I don't know.
They fell back down. But I thought those were really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of having that pressure on your
on head and neck,
you just you know, stood on your shoulders.
Right.
I remember something that we used to have called a G-swing.
Right.
And you used to have these straps that had these bulges on the end that you put into
over a door,
and then close the door and lock it.
Hopefully you lock it.
Hopefully we lock it. It depends what kind of lock you have, and the kind of lock we had wasn't the right type of lock.
That's right.
I remember I was hanging on that thing and the door opened.
I know it did.
Maybe that's what's wrong with me. Fell on my head.
I didn't want to tell you that.
And
yeah.
Become a little bit discombobulated.
Yes, that's true. But Dr. Christopher, getting back to the slant board, recommended that you gradually build up to 20 minutes on the slant board twice a day. And that's, you know, that's not saying you have to do 20 minutes all at once the first time you try it, because you may feel a little funny with the head, with the blood coming into your head and the circulation going, but that's one of the best ways to get the blood circulating throughout the whole area in your head. And a good way to take, you know, these combinations that you've taken, you lay down on the head, on the slant board, head down, and all of these wonderful combinations are going to start that circulation working, and gravity is just going to help it. There's, you know, it's a wonderful way to do it. You might as well use gravity. It's here for a purpose. So, yeah. Well, we could advertise a little bit from our stores that Dr. Christopher Erbschoff at 160 South State of Norm and 188 South Main in Springville. You know, they do have wonderful August specials, Bill Bright being one of them, and we've been talking about Bill Bright and how it complements the Dr. Christopher Herbal Eye Bright combination. And there's no better way of improving your eyesight than using both of those, the Herbal Eye Bright combination and the Bill Bright combination, and then try the slant board as well. Also, pick up some nice fresh blueberries and start eating those. Those would be fun to have in your house, and I bet your kids would love you for them. But there's also fun things at the herb shops. We've been making smoothies in our house for years and years and years, and we have one of the most wonderful machines. It's called the...
Which one are we talking about? The Vitamix?
Yeah, the Vitamix. Well, I could only think of the Nutrifaster, and that's a juicer. But we have the Vitamix.
Yes.
My mind just went blank. We have the Vitamix in our house.
Oh, and we had the Vitamix.
Since we were married.
Yeah. We have a new one now.
I know.
We're quite enjoying the new one with the.
I'm finally getting used to it.
See-through.
Yeah. But you know, we always buy cases of grapefruit and oranges from the herb shop. We have a standing order. Every time they order fresh produce, they order us a case of each. And we make orange Julius's at home. How do you make this, David, in this Vitamix? It's so good.
Well, we're taking advantage of the flavonoids that are in the
Really are.
So what we do is we'll juice up, say, a quart of fresh orange juice,
mm-hmm.
put it in the blender, put two or three oranges in there. All we've done is taken a carrot peeler and peeled the outside color off.
Right.
You don't want to get very much, but you just peel the outside color off. Cut those in half, put them in with that. I usually put about a tablespoon or two of honey in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, because it's a little bit bitter with the white.
Mm-hmm. And then we put some better than milk.
A scoop? Not liquid, just a scoop.
About 2 scoops of better than milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then a few handfuls of ice.
Now, my handfuls or your handfuls? Must be your handfuls.
Probably my handfuls of ice. And whip that up, and you have kind of like an orange Julius.
Boy, and that...
The real thing.
And that ice goes through there so well.
Yeah, the Vitamix, you don't have to put crushed ice in. We put great big old ice cubes in.
Oh, yeah. And it just takes them and makes them right into it, right the right way you want them. And you know, and it's neat because when you drink it, it's a little bit chewy. Because of those flavonoids and the white part of the orange. Oh, it's just a little bit chewy and it tastes so good. It's so refreshing on a hot summer day. You need to get a Vitamix and try these wonderful drinks we've been doing. They are so good. Besides that, you can make soups or bread dough or whatever. So the Vitamix is one of the nice things that the herb shops have, and they always have them as well as the Champion Juicer, always $199. Stick with us. We're going to take a quick break here so we can flip the tape over. Don't go away, and we'll be right back.
Are we back with the show, or are we back with advertising? What are we doing?
Well, we can do either one. I think we're back with the show, and because I told you about the Champion Juicer, I told you about the Vitamix, and we're having fun with ours. I wish you were having fun with yours.
One of the things that a lot of people are concerned with eye care is macular degeneration. And it seems like you get old, you get macular degeneration. Mm-hmm. It's like night follows day. Well, not necessarily. Let's just read a little bit about it. It says that it's a progressive disorder that affects the central part of the retina, causing gradual loss of vision. This macular degeneration is a painless condition that is common in the elderly. It usually affects both eyes, either simultaneously or one after another. I guess it'd be one or the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the macula is the part of the retina that distinguishes fine detail at the center of the field of vision. Degeneration begins with partial breakdown of an insulating layer between the retina and the choroid, which is the layer of blood vessels behind the retina. Fluid leakage occurs, and new blood vessels growing from the choroid destroy the retinal nerve tissue and replace it with scar tissue. Defect is roughly a circular area of blindness, increasing in size until it is large enough to obliterate 2 or 3 words at normal reading distance. Now, what we want to do for that, of course, like we mentioned, the bilberry, to make sure that the delivery of the blood and the nutrients, oxygen and everything to the area is up and there. Ginkgo, which makes the vessels less flaccid so that we don't get loss of fluid in there. Strengthening those capillary walls. The antioxidant qualities of both of these substances, the bilberry and the ginkgo, will destroy the oxidated particles that are in the system.
Huh.
Free radical oxygen seems to be one of the problems with macular degeneration and any eye disorder. And the antioxidants that are in these herbs are some of the strongest in nature. I mean, much stronger than vitamin E, vitamin C. These parathiocyanidins, you know, are absolutely marvelous antioxidants, and they take care of those problems. One of the things we probably want to do with this program is make sure that we have the material necessary for an insulation, which is being lost here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd want to make sure that we do flax seeds, purslane, if we're eating it out of the garden. It's not sold commercially, but that's one that we could do.
It probably grows very prevalent in our house.
And I would even consider things like olive oil really essential in the diet to make sure that we have the building blocks for insulation material in our eyes.
Right.
That'd be really necessary. And of course, the cayenne pepper, you know, get circulation going. It always seems to work. And then Dr. Christopher's Herbal Eye Bright Formula, which has just been shown time and time again to repair all this damage. So, and we've seen it work so quickly on macular degeneration. We had a case where the person went from 2040 to 2400 in 1 month. I mean, talk about real fast degeneration in the eyes. And they started taking Dr. Christopher's Herbal Eye Bright combination and reversed that in 1 month, right back to 2040 again.
It's just amazing.
It was just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're not saying that Dr. Christopher formula is any less potent than it's ever been. We're just saying that in addition to that would be the Bilbright.
Right. What about carrot juice? I mean, you're always hearing about rabbits eating carrots and they never, you know, have the greatest eyesight. And what about carrot juice?
I think carrot juice is one of the best things that we can do for the eyes.
Boy, and a good way to make it is in that champion juicer we have.
There's been more than 30 studies providing evidence that the carotenoids help prevent cancer, cardiovascular disease, and cataracts.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, carrots definitely are something that would be important. You know, rosemary, another one that's very, very high in antioxidants.
Mm-hmm.
And onions, we've talked about onions before. And all you have to do is breathe the fumes of onions.
Oh, but you know, when you start sauteing onions and garlic and some olive oil, everybody comes running. What are you cooking? What are you cooking? What are you making? You know, because it just smells so good. Boy, you could just almost eat them just right there. Add a little green pepper to them, a little tomatoes, some squash. Boy, we got a meal. I'm hungry, David. Let's go home.
And then I've mentioned on the show before about when I was a teenager and when I first got my driver's license. Man, I couldn't drive at night.
Right.
Because, you know, the even not just bright hitting me in the eyes, but just people's regular lights. And I'd be blind
right
for a while. And so drinking a lot of carrot juice has really turned that around. And here at an older age, I'm well into my 40s, close to my 50s, and doggone it, if I don't see a lot better than I did when I was a teenager.
Interesting.
I attribute that to a lot of carrot juice.
I have a question, though. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I won't drink carrot juice because it turns my palms and feet orange.
You know, that's a possibility of that happening, but there's nothing that's dangerous, nothing that's, there's no such thing as carrot
poisoning.
Carotene poisoning. You know, that's silly. It is one of two things. It's either the body's storing it for later, or, you know, it's a sign that the liver's toxic and needs to be worked on.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the best ways of working on the liver is with carrot juice.
Wonderful.
And
it tastes good, too.
We had a case where this person was in line to get a new liver. His liver was so bad. I mean, he was on the waiting list. And we had him drink, just a half gallon of carrot juice a day and take Dr. Christopher's Barberry Algae formula.
Mm-hmm.
And doggone it, the next time they tested, they said, boy, there's a lot of people that need this liver more than you do, and you got taken off the list. And I don't think anybody was sad about that at all.
I'm sure.
Yeah. One other interesting thing about healing the eyes is in Dr. Duke's book, and this is interesting, capers.
Oh, capers. I've cooked with those occasionally.
Yeah, I like them. They taste really good. Anyway, research at the U.S. Department of Agriculture with molecular biologist Stephen Beckstrom Sternberg shows that capers are a very rich source of cataract-preventing compounds, known as aldose reductase inhibitors.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
That's interesting.
So just plain old capers. Well, not plain old capers. It seems like you usually only find capers in, like, really fancy restaurants.
Right.
And people that know how to cook with them. But still, capers. Capers not so common, and then purslane is really common.
That's right.
Something we definitely want to do for good eye health.
Right. Well, have we concluded with our eye health section?
And of course, we always ought to mention vital herbs.
Oh, you know, honest to goodness, if the rest of the body can't utilize the nutrients that the specific combinations are trying to bring, what good is doing it? You've got to make your body healthy so that it can utilize
it. It only makes sense. Every cell of the body needs all these nutrients.
That's right.
And if there aren't enough nutrients to go around, then the body's going to have to ration. And a lot of times, the body will get nutrients out to the areas that are easier to get to. And so the eyes are the ones that are going to suffer. And so if you haven't got enough nutrients, even if you're taking some of these other herbs, you're not going to get the full benefit you need. So, yeah, definitely vital herbs along with the whole program.
Oh, absolutely.
To help.
You need to have it there. And also, you know, one reason vital herbs work so well is because a lot of us just don't eat a large variety of food every day. You know, and the vital herbs supplies that for us. So, there you go.
And the nice thing about herbs, as we mentioned before in the program, is they're high in vitamins and minerals and all these other compounds that we've been talking about, and low in calories.
That's right.
So
you won't gain weight on herbs.
One of the perfect things for people that are watching those calories and don't want to take too many in.
Right.
Herbs is a good way to get those nutrients in without all the calories.
Right. You know, I have a poster in front of me. Remember our friend Charlotte Mackley?
Yes, we've got to have her on the program again.
Yeah, and she helps children with ADD or learning disabilities, or people that, you know, just can't make connections in their brain to help them to read and do the things that they need to do. Progressive Steps is the name of the program that she uses to help. Anyway, she's been on our program.
I like to call them Ritalin Busters, but she doesn't like to use that.
Anyway, she's opening up a place called The Helping Place. Do you know anything about this, David? The Helping Place?
It's a school that will be starting where they'll train students to be able to read and all the other functionings you need in school. It's kind of like a preparatory for regular school.
I think it's wonderful, and they're going to start opening, I guess that will be in Springville, but they're having a benefit performance to help raise money to get the Helping Place off the ground. And this is, you know, you guys remember Charlotte Mackley on the program. She has got so much information and helps so many people. Anyway, Marvin Goldstein and Vic George and David Guthrie are going to present this benefit performance for her. And it's going to be held today, Saturday, August 22nd, at the Provo Tabernacle. There will actually be two performances. One will be at 4 o'clock and one will be at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $9 a single seat or $25 for your immediate family. And you can't beat that price, $25 for immediate family. I mean, you have three people in your family and you go for the family ticket for sure. It's a wonderful thing. It's going to be at the Provo Tabernacle at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. That's today. There's no assigned seating, so you're going to want to arrive early because, you know, acclaimed concert pianist Marvin Goldstein is going to really wow everybody with Vic George and David Guthrie besides.
They're a group that's kind of like Afterglow.
Mm-hmm. And they're going to be there just for you to help, you know, give this benefit performance, to help raise money to start this Helping Place. And what a wonderful addition to our community.
I know we've got our ticket for our family.
Good. I'm glad that we do. You got that already?
I do.
I didn't know that. Well, I'm glad. And so we're going to see you there, and we're going to have a good time. And we hope that everybody will be there, and we'll can meet some of all of you and enjoy the music as well as benefiting Charlotte Mackley and her new endeavor. And
I think it's something that's really going to help our community to have this program going.
That's what I was just going to say. I think it's really a benefit to our community. Our children need this. Even our adults, you know, need to know how to make those connections in our brain so that we are not going on to Ritalin, going on to Prozac, going on to things that we just don't need. We just need to strengthen those connections.
A lot of times parents wonder, where does this behavior come from, you know? And it doesn't matter what all the other children in the family, you know, have done or are doing. one child may not have some of those abilities that the other ones do. They might, their neurons might not have been connected the same way, and they have need of doing that. And so when someone can't do something, a lot of times they rebel. And so the more they rebel, the stronger we try to pull them back in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where Ritalin and eventually Haldol and some of these things come into place, is trying to get total control over kids. When all they're really doing is crying out that, hey, I can't do this, and you're forcing me to do something I can't do.
Right.
Where Charlotte Mackley's program will help train the brain to be able to do anything that you want it to do.
Right.
All of our brains are capable of doing anything. And it's just the experiences in life that we have or haven't had. And with Charlotte Mackley's program, you get those experiences whether you've had them in the past or not. And that's what they do, is they train the brain to perform any function we need to perform. No one is left out there in the cold. We all have the same capabilities.
Right.
We're all able to perform. We have those tools. Those tools just need to be sharpened. And progressive steps, now I've said before, they have the best program.
They do.
They just haven't had very good PR. You know, all these other programs that really don't benefit that much are all over the nation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Progressive Steps has what it takes to really make a difference. And
it's right here in Springville.
And they're bringing, people are coming from
all over.
She just had someone coming from New Orleans area all the way here and stayed to go through the program.
Right.
You know, and we've got it right here in our backyard. And we've got something that I think will really benefit the community and eventually the nation. And you could be part of it by coming to this benefit concert at the Provo Tabernacle. And, you know, you could buy your tickets at the door if you wanted to.
So we hope to see you right there.
Right.
And another thing, I didn't have this information with me last week when Sandy and I were on, but you have some really fun things starting this fall. As a matter of fact, Tuesday, September 1st, to
be specific. It's coming up really quick, isn't it?
It is, in just a couple of weeks. You're going to be starting classes again over the herb shop at 188 South Main in Springville and having classes. And I've been looking through this brochure that I have here, and it sounds to me like you're giving away the Vitalist Seminar.
We actually are doing that. We've never done this before for our local classes. We've actually joined and made our local classes part of the School of Natural Healing. And so,
you guys, this is amazing. You have to come and take these courses. This is just too much. I can't believe it.
Yeah, they pay for the local class and they get the home study program free.
I can't believe it. Now, how is this going to work? I just can't believe it.
I think it's going to work very well. And if you've missed our classes in the past, I think this is the year you want to do it, because I don't know if we're going to offer this again, but this year the local classes will piggyback with the school. We want to integrate our local classes with the school. You know, we have all these people outside the state that are going through our program, and so what we thought we'd do is go ahead and have our local classes also go through the program and give them a nice start into the school.
A nice
basis. It's not going to cost you one penny more. It's just what you've done in the past. Take the course, and you also get the home study course, and you'll get your Vitalist degree.
At the end of this course?
Vitalist diploma.
This is just...
Vitalist certificate.
Whatever it is, you'll get it. It's just amazing to me that this is happening.
Step one of three steps in the school. Vitalist, herbalist, master herbalist.
That's right. Well, you know, and the single class, you can pick up a brochure at the herb shops at 188 South Main in Springville or 160 South State in Orem. And the single classes are $20 a class. I mean, so you can pick and choose and come to any class you want to. But the if you prepay for the fall classes, just the fall classes, that's going from September through November, just before Thanksgiving, November 17th, it's $192 if you prepay ahead of time.
See, if you figure that out, all those classes at $20 a piece, you saved a lot of money just deciding to do the whole semester.
That's right. If you decide to take the winter and spring classes of $19.99, it's going to be $256. That's signing up for the whole course, okay? But if you do all of them, all 28 classes.
When you add those two together.
Right. It's going to be $448, and you will have a certificate at the end of it.
If you decide to do the whole thing, the 400 and what is it?
448.
you decide to do the whole thing, $448, you get the $445 Vitalist course absolutely free.
Now, how is that going to work with study guides and stuff?
We have it all worked out.
Do you? Because I don't know about this.
Tara did it today.
Did she?
Yeah. And so we have it scheduled out each class period. They get a different assignment. And
oh, really?
Different tape or video and stuff to watch at home.
So if their assignments if their assignments are due, then they bring it back the next week?
Or the next month, depending on which one we're doing. Mm-hmm. Like the first day, we'll give the study guide for herbal home health care.
Mm-hmm.
And so you get all the books and tapes and everything that's included in the Vitalist program. This has never been offered before.
But you get a live teacher besides.
Yeah, two live teachers, myself and Sandra.
This is just amazing.
I haven't been very live during this program, but during the course, we are live.
You are really alive. But this is just an amazing program. I can't believe you're actually doing this. It's like giving the school away. David, can we afford to do this?
Well, I think we owe something to the community. And they commit to doing the full two semesters, which a lot of people have already done.
Yeah, they have.
We're going to give them the full home study program. Books, tapes, study guides.
And a diploma at the end.
And a diploma at the end.
Amazing. Well, you guys, you can't miss this. Now's the time to take advantage of the School of Natural Healing local classes at 188 South Main in Springville. They are every Tuesday night, starting at 7 o'clock. And you know, I have to be honest with you, last semester we had a lot of late people coming in. And they dragged in, and you know, we never got started on time. Well, that's got to change, folks.
We're going to stick fun on you this year.
You are. This has got to change, because if you're going to get all of this stuff, if you're going to have the whole Vitalist course as well as these live teachers, you've got to be there on time and get this information. We don't want to keep you till 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. We want to get in, get the information to you, and then let you go home and try it on your kids. Try it on your spouse and teach your neighbors. Well, you need to be there on time at 7 o'clock, not 7:10.
7:10?
That's right, 7:10. But you have to be there at 7 o'clock.
And the good people at the Herb Shop are nice hosts, and they keep providing like treats and things for people, so you get that too.
That's right. So you need to be there. You can't beat it. I'm just amazed. If I wasn't married to you, I think I'd do this for sure. But being that I am, I can just show up and enjoy. Anyway, it'll be fun to have everybody there, and we'd like to see you there. Real honest to goodness, they put a lot of thought into this. This is brand new to me, and they've put a lot of thought and effort into getting this so that you will go through the whole Vitalist course step by step with live teachers, and within a year, you'll have your Vitalist certificate. Amazing.
You know how many people out of state ask me if we've got a program like this available for them? We have to say, no, not for you.
But we do at home.
We've geared it especially for local people, and it's real easy, once a week. You know, if we're bringing people in from outside the state,
you can do that.
We'd have to have, you know, classes all day. 5 days a week. But this is, we've got it spread out nice and easy, and it's not going to be hard, and you get homework done and everything, and it's going to be just great.
It's just going to be 2 hours once a week, and you may have to put in a little bit of time at home to get your assignments done. I look over all those assignments, I want you to know, so if they're not done right up to par, boy, I'll be down there in a minute. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. I do look over the assignments, and very few people do I have to write back and say, this isn't quite done, let's finish it up on this page, you know. And they usually always do, so. But it'd be fun to have everybody. It'd be really a neat opportunity to have you come down.
So, pre-registration takes place at the School of Natural Healing. You could come in to our office at 25 West, 200 South, and we're above the Central Bank building.
So go in the side door.
Go in the side door, and you can come up there, and we'll be glad to help you out there. Or you can call in and, you know, use a credit card. And
the phone number is...
Glad to register over the phone.
Right. The phone number is 489-4254. Just as easy as that. You don't even have to get out of your car. You could just pick up the phone and come down and register.
If everybody has a cell phone like you, that's fine.
Well, most people do nowadays have that cell phone. And the number, like I said, is 489-4254. Really easy to remember, and we want to see as many people there. We'd like to fill the room this year. We'll clean the carpets if you promise to come. But come and join with us and receive your Vitalist certificate at the end of the course. You know, and by the time school's out next May, you'll have it. You'll have it all done.
And all just Tuesday a week.
One Tuesday a week. And besides having your course all done, you're going to meet some really fun people that right. are thinking like you. And you'll be able to tell each other stories and successes and how things worked for you and share recipes. It's just really fun. You know, I get excited. I really do. This will be a really fun course. We want to see everybody there.
Okay. Well, we also ought to mention our sponsor, the Herb Shops.
The Herb Shops, who, one of them, 188 South Main in Springville, will have these courses, these classes held at their location every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock. And 160 South State of Norm has Sandy Ellis lecturing on Wednesday evenings. She lectures from 6 until 7. You have to be there at 6, and you have to go home at 7. Well, she at least stops talking at 7. And that's only an hour out of your day. And, you know, that's been a really fun course, and people have gotten to know each other really well there. Now, you know, make the jump. Come down to Springville on Tuesday nights and receive a certificate at the end of this. They also have August specials going on. Like I said, the Bill Brightson special promotes health care. The Emutone, another new combination by David, an immune system builder. The Pros Pomelo is a prostate health enhancer. That's another new combination by David. You know, all of these are so wonderful. The Masketone, the Femitone, both just help to promote male health or female health. And like I said earlier, the Rice Dream Original and the Rice Dream Vanilla, you will not find a price this low anywhere else in the county. $12.98 for a case of 12, or $1.14 per quart. You can't find that anywhere else in the county. Come in, stock up on your Rice Dream, and enjoy dairy-free, you know, beverage to use in your cooking, on your cereal, however you use your Rice Dream. Come in and stock up on it so that you have enough to get you through.
Bessie the cow will love you.
Bessie the cow will love you. Oh, okay,
well,
I guess.
See, Bessie doesn't want to have to be lactating all her life, you know. So anyway, Bessie the cow will love you
if you
buy the Rice Dream.
David always comes up with the most unusual things. Anyway, so we want to see you at the Herb Shops to take advantage of the August specials. 188 South Main in Springville and 160 South State in Orme. Also, I want to remind you that the stores have gotten in some new appliances. Not only do we have the Vitamix and the Champion Juicer and the Acme Juicer, but we also have the Popcorn Popper. We just love our Popcorn Poppers. We go through, I don't know how many a year, because we use them all the time. But they have really cute little Popcorn Poppers. They have all kinds of wonderful little gadgets that you can use for spinning salads and chopping things. And, you know, you need to visit the Herb Shops and find out what they have on special so that you can enjoy using these wonderful healthy things as well.
The Herb Shops aren't really gigantic stores. The Herb Shops are smaller, and they carry the best products. You know, and they use them personally. And so when a new product comes in, it's highly promoted, you know, and they open it up and try it, and it's lousy. Out it goes. those aren't the things they want there. And they sell a lot of really good, high-quality products.
They just sell very few. I mean, if they open up a product and it tastes like cardboard, they do not keep
it. It's out of there.
It's out of there really fast. We want to sell healthy products that actually taste good.
And it's the only place in the world you're going to find all of the Dr. Christopher products. You know, a lot of places have Dr. Christopher products, but this has all the Dr. Christopher products. They have so many different formulas that work so well for so many different things. Their selection is large. Just their own products, there's so many of them.
And, you know, the people at the Herb Shops like to talk to the public. They like to be personable. They like to get to know their customers. They like to talk to the public. And you know what? If you're not a preferred customer, boy, the next time you go into one of the Herb Shops at 160 South State of Norman, 188 South Main in Springfield, go in and say, hey, how come you haven't told me about being a preferred customer?
I want to be preferred.
Go down there and be preferred, and you will have savings galore.
And there's some really good advantages to being a preferred customer. Not only discounts on products, but business opportunities, too.
That's right. they'll go down and get the information on how to become a preferred customer, and they'll jump at the chance to tell you all about it. You know, our time is running down, David. This has been kind of fun, just you and me today.
Yeah, I think the music's going to start. You know what? It's a taped program. We apologize that we weren't here to answer your questions. That's always, I think, the best part of the show. Listeners call and ask questions, and we'll do that.